In the back corner of Stephen Elrod's third-grade classroom, a man is lurking who wants to take the children's money. He's not a real man, and it's not real money. It's a large cartoon drawing of a maniacal character clutching fistfuls of dollars. A plastic bin is attached to the wall below the picture, filled with play money. Joanne, a student, explains why he's there.
Every time we take a test, like Case 21 or EOG, we either give him money or we keep our money. And if we don't make our goal, we have to give him some money. And if we do make our goal, we get to keep our money.
Third grade is the first year students take end-of-grade tests. And this year, it's also the first year of Read to Achieve, a state-mandated program that adds another battery of tests to their daily school lives. In Wake County and other large districts, 36 mini-tests are being administered to third graders between January and the EOG test. That's caused a lot of anxiety for parents and educators. But here, in what everyone calls Dr. E's class at Lockhart Elementary in Knightdale, there's no sense of panic.
Montez, are you stressed about it?
Well, I don't know.
Are you worried about it?
Well, like, since I've been taking Case 21, like, kind of, but not really.
The kids' low level of stress can be attributed to Dr. Elrod's 30-plus years in education, his patient, positive demeanor, and the way he's tried to make a game of it. And the frequency of tests, instead of causing stress, actually helps relieve it.
I mean, it's such a routine, and they take the test, we score it, they find their score out immediately, so they know. I wish they would internalize it, but it's, oh, I passed or I didn't. Next day, oh, I passed or I didn't, you know. But the teacher gets good feedback, so it kind of lays out a little plan for us for how to help them so that when the EOG does come, they're well prepared.
Reducing the number of tests has been one of the few consistent planks on Governor Pat McCrory's education platform. Over the past year, he's mentioned it many times, like in this speech at the Emerging Issues Forum earlier this year.
We need to have testing relief for our teachers, our students, and our families. There are too many tests right now for teachers in North Carolina.
McCrory is hardly alone in his opinion that there are too many tests. Other Republicans agree with him, as do many Democrats, education policy experts, advocates, and parents. But that didn't stop Read to Achieve from becoming law 2 years ago and adding to the testing load. Senate Leader Phil Berger was the architect of the program, and he told UNC TV earlier this year that it has a clear, simple goal: to make sure students leave third grade being able to read.
Because what we've seen is those kids who don't know how to read by the end of the third grade are all too often those kids that end up dropping out of school. So I think we've got a moral obligation as legislators, as school administrators, as parents, to make sure that our kids are able to read.
Berger says much of the anxiety has come from poor implementation of Read to Achieve. But on the ground at Lockhart Elementary, it's been a team effort to take a new, loosely defined program with strict mandates and make it work. Daniel Zoller is the school's principal.
Teachers are kind of learning more and more about looking at the good from the Read to Achieve law and interweaving into their daily lessons. But again, it goes back to your third grade team. If your third grade team is a really good, well-oiled machine, they're going to do really well. If they're not, it's going to be tough.
Lockhart is a year-round school and held its first Read to Achieve camp during the last intersession between third and fourth quarters. The teachers here sent invitations to some of the kids who were struggling and made the camp sound fun and exciting. The state is spending about $20 million to fund the camps, or about $10,000 per elementary school. Many educators say it isn't enough.
I had a couple parents say, I want my child to go to reading camp, but before and after care is not there. So what we did was we pulled some funds together just to provide it. I think our before and after care was 4 or 5 kids. But we did it because it was the right thing to do.
For the third graders, it will all come down to the end-of-grade tests that start in a week or so. The Department of Public Instruction estimates that about 20% will not pass and will be asked to attend another reading camp and maybe get held back. That's a lot of pressure for kids like Jayla, so excuse her if she gets a little flustered.
I'm a little worried because I really want to go to third grade, but I don't know if
third
I'm...
Grade. Like,
I mean fourth grade, but I don't know if I'm going to reach my goal.
Right now, the kids here in Dr. E's class have a more immediate goal, to get to recess. It's time to blow off a little steam. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.